How much progress is Florida making with its fight against crime? How should the new Constitution change the office of governor? How will Florida be different as it becomes a two-party state? How will urban control of the legislature change Florida? The Honorable Claude Kirk, governor of Florida, will answer these and other questions as we look into the Florida future, a visit with the governor. These programs giving perspectives on the state's next 10 years are produced by Radio Center, the University of Florida, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. Here to talk with Governor Kirk is your host, Jack Detweiler.
Governor Kirk, one of your first objectives when you went into office was to try to achieve some constitutional revision in Florida. Now that you have been governor for a period, do you feel that this is more important than ever?
Well, I think it's just as important as it was originally, and we're coming down to the wire now, the special session being called on the 24th, and I'm confident that they will accomplish that which we've all been working towards, which is a new constitution.
What do you feel like, particularly pertaining to the executive branch of the government, we need in a new constitution?
Well, I think everyone knows my positions on this. We need a governor who's governor and by constitution. And I have stated those things which I feel in regard to the cabinet system. I've been misquoted in many ways, but I'm willing to abide by the decision of the legislature in this regard. I think it would be very meaningful to have one of the cabinet officers become lieutenant governor in effect at some point. But then again, this is up to the legislature. The important thing is that the cabinet should be strong if we're to have a cabinet, and the governor should be strong also.
Well, you mentioned to let a governor be governor. What do you feel like it would take for you to have, what powers would you need, you feel like, to properly carry out your duties?
Well, right now, the governor is one vote in seven, and therefore he is one vote in seven. So that's simple as that.
You feel then appointed cabinet?
No, there you go again, you see. You're misquoting me again. Not at all. It's up to the legislature. And they're convening for this purpose, and I'm convinced they're going to make a good document.
I see. When you first came in, one of your primary objectives was to decrease crime in Florida. Do you feel that this program is making significant strides?
We made a good beginning. I don't think it's doing what it should do. I don't think we're doing enough. Crime is, while I've been able to hold it in check in one way, bringing the rating of Florida down in the national picture, nonetheless, crime in the nation has increased. Therefore, whatever we're doing is not enough. The fact that Florida's doing more than any other state, maybe, under my direction, it doesn't mean we're doing enough. Our crime-fighting force is only 32 men. That's not enough. The monies are not enough. I'm disappointed in my inability to direct it. But then again, the legislature, at least for the first time in Florida history, gave us a statewide crime-fighting force. It took me an awful lot of work, you'll remember, to convince the legislature that there was crime in Florida and there was a need for a crime-fighting force. Fortunately, we did convince them with the public sentiment. But it's not enough. We're not doing enough now.
You feel like a state force is considerably more effective than local forces in this respect?
Not more than local forces. We must have a state force, and we did not have one. We only have the beginnings of one now. And we've, for the first time, I accomplished a police standards council, a police training. We've got to upgrade the local pay and the local training, and that's what we're doing.
How do you think that the office of governor in Florida will change in the next 10 years?
Well, if I, of course, have my way, I would like to have it stay pretty much the same from 70 to 74 if I can get succession and get to be governor again. But that, again, that's up to the people, and we have to have the right of succession if the legislature will allow it in the new constitution.
You think that's an important change, that the term of governor is too short?
I think that the governor should not be lame duck when he's elected. Now, the fact that I have not acted as a lame duck governor is beside the point. The fact is that normally a Florida governor is elected and he is lame duck immediately.
Do you see the governor of the future being a national and to a degree a world figure from Florida rather than one who would just keep himself busy with state affairs totally?
Well, the state affairs are national and international. Unfortunately, we have been delegated to a zero position by being a one-party state in the past. Florida is the eighth state in the nation. The economy of the nation affects Florida. The growth of the nation affects Florida. We must have a vibrant voice in both parties. The fact that we have it now is a little novel, perhaps, to some, but it's something we've been denied, not something we've suddenly gotten to. We should have had it a long time ago.
Governor Kirk, what changes do you think having a real two-party system in Florida will bring during the next 10 years?
Well, we've seen what it's done during the last 15, 17 months. Many things have changed. Many things are better. It's good for the Democratic Party, and it's good for the Republican Party. You notice all the candidates for the presidency are coming to Florida now, both Democrat and Republican, and you notice the concern they have for how we feel about things, which they never did before. This makes us a competitive, listen-to state, and we're entitled to that.
Do you think that the change from in our legislature to a more urban legislature will have equal significance?
Well, by the question there, you indicate that the rural is bad. The fact of the matter is that in a day when Florida was more rural than it was urban, then there was logically more rural representation. Now there's more urban, and we'll become more and more urban as we become more and more urbanized, because we're now 6 million people, and we're going to be 7 million. Hopefully we'll have an orderly growth towards that 7 million, but we mustn't find fault with those who pioneered here. That's a very popular thing, you know, to say that now we're urban, all the world's problems are over. Truth of the matter is, if the Dade County delegation doesn't go to work, we're going to have more problems because of them than we are anything else. They are the most disorganized, un-Florida group that I've ever seen.
Governor Kirk, you mentioned the need for orderly growth, and as we look 10 years ahead, what are some of the things that Florida should attempt to set about to achieve this orderly growth?
Well, you know, my administration proposed the planning department, and it was accomplished. Now, for the first time in Florida's history, we have a planning department. Now, whether that department does plan, we have to see. And I'm waiting to see whether we really get some plans and projections. We can computerize everything else in the world. It seems to me that we can at least computerize and project what we're going to do in Florida. We know that we're in a growth position. Our growth is ahead of us. We're not a static state. Therefore, we can plan. Now, whether we do is we'll see whether the Democrats allow us to plan or not comprehensively. This would mean pollution. We put through the finest set of pollution laws. We put through the finest set of highway safety laws. Now, whether we really do all of these things, whether we really build roads, we'll see. And this gets back to the Dade County delegation. Now, all of those who take joy in being urbanized, I want to point out to them, if this state is throttled or stopped or doesn't move, it'll be because of the Dade County delegation.
Governor, in this growth, are we growing so big that the little man is having difficulty communicating with government? I think particularly of your box 1773 that you set up for people in to contact directly with the governor. How has this worked out?
Well, it's worked out very well, and people responded to it, and we're just enlarging on it. Of course, you know that I'm the first governor that has gone back out in the field. This gets back to that lame duck question, and visited with the people and been available with Florida Days all over the state and various cities. We'll continue that, and we have the five-minute interview. I think it's absolutely mandatory that the government be available to the people out in the field. This even goes so far as to the fact that I've taken the state employment office, and in populous areas like Miami and Palm Beach County and over in Hillsborough and other areas, we actually take the employees with desks and telephones and we put them in a job mobile bus. And we go out into the areas where jobs are required and make the state physically present. In other words, you don't have to go downtown, you just step out of Pa's pool room or wherever you happen to be, and there's the bus. And you either, if you want a job, you want training, the state is personified and is there.
Could you give me some examples of some of the questions that have been asked and some of the responses that the state has given?
On 1773?
Yes.
Oh, it ranges from everything from domestic relations on. You'd be surprised at the varying questions. By and large, they're questions regarding training and jobs. Unfortunately, we have many people who are not trained, and therefore we have to go about the business of training. There's plenty of jobs in one sense. Now, maybe these are not all jobs making $25,000 a year, but by the same token, they are jobs. And so there's a question of fitting people to jobs and jobs to people.
Are there programs, training programs now getting underway to meet some of this?
Yes. Post Office Box 1773 has all of this codified. Now, the fact that it has existed in some measure before, there's never been a central focus, and that's what 1773 is all about.
Have you discovered any pitfalls while you've been governor that you hope future governors could avoid?
Well, that's just the process of democracy. You can't avoid them, and that's the beauty of our system. We find that, democracy only works as you move forward, and you can't miss the potholes.
If you wanted to leave with the people of Florida a few important things, for instance, you mentioned Dade County and the need perhaps for the people in Dade to make their legislators more responsive, what would you ask of the people of Florida?
Well, it's not just the people of Florida. I'm not leaving. I'm going to be in Florida, and the only thing we want to do is be totally Florida-oriented and not localized.
Could you, in this, could you give some specific areas of concern that you have?
Oh, I think that we've got to come to life and recognize the fact that we've got to build a panhandle. And that if we will build a panhandle right within the radius of 3 miles of this microphone, if you'll get jobs for people in this area, it's going to help Dade County. If you don't, it's going to hurt Dade County. If you don't, it's going to hurt Duval County. And if Duval doesn't get more blue-collar work, it's going to hurt Dade and Hillsborough. We all have to realize that we're all involved in this thing together.
Do you see some of this we've mentioned requires a sort of type of development like the Florida Development Commission would be generally charged with?
Yes.
Some of it requires education.
Yes.
Are the units of government working effectively together?
The units of government are, but unfortunately sometimes the Democratic Party would rather develop the Democratic Party and its avarice than it would Florida. And my impression is that we're supposed to work for all Floridians, not just for the Democrats.
Governor, in looking forward to this summer, do you see any possibility of racial discord or riots in Florida?
Not if we work at what we're working at. Remember one thing. Here in Florida, we have a very pleasant 12 months warm summer all year round. And that which concerns people in the north, because it's summer, doesn't concern me except every morning when I get up and every night when I go to bed. We have to work at it all year long, not because we're worried about riots, just because we're worried about people and because we want to accomplish things. And I don't know what motivates people in other states, but we're motivated to answer our problems every day. We were motivated long before the riots started up north. We're going to be motivated every day without riot or without concern for it. People in Florida are interested in law and order and success.
Thank you, Governor Kirk, for sharing with us your views on some of the problems facing Florida, some of the possibilities that lie ahead of us.
Good.
The Honorable Claude Kirk, Governor of Florida, has talked with Jack Detweiler on this program in the series, The Florida Future. These programs are produced at Radio Center, College of Journalism and Communications, the University of Florida, Gainesville, in cooperation with the Altrusa Club of Gainesville. This is Herschel Connor.